This is VOA News via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. A senior State Department official says U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is now scheduled to meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva Friday as part of Blinken's trip to Europe this week. The senior official said Blinken will urge Russia to take immediate steps to de-escalate tensions along its border with Ukraine, where Moscow has amassed troops and equipment, leading to fears an invasion is imminent. State Department officials say Blinken and Lavrov also spoke by phone earlier Tuesday, where they report the secretary stressed the importance of continuing a diplomatic path to de-escalate tensions surrounding the situation in Ukraine. The stop in Geneva has been added to a quickly scheduled trip announced earlier Tuesday, in which the Secretary of State will be in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, Wednesday, for meetings with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba. They say Blinken will then travel to Berlin to meet with German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock about the Russian-Ukraine situation, among other issues. Baerbock was in Moscow Tuesday for her own meeting with Russia's foreign minister. The World Health Organization's Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus Tuesday expressed concern for global health services as he warned the Omicron variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 continues to sweep the world. Speaking during a briefing at agency headquarters in Geneva, the WHO chief said there were 18 million new COVID-19 cases reported in the world last week, while the number of deaths remains stable at the moment. But Tedros added the agency is concerned about the impact the Omicron variant is having on the world's already exhausted health workers and overburdened health systems. Tedros said although it may appear that some countries may have passed the peak of the Omicron wave, he warned no country is out of the woods yet. This is VOA News. The government of Tonga Tuesday confirmed the deaths of three people following the massive eruption Saturday of an undersea volcano. The report was the first official update from the government since the eruption in the tiny Pacific island nation. The government also said all homes on the small outer island of Mongo were destroyed. 50 people reportedly live on the tiny island. Fonofia and Namuka Islands also suffered severe damage from the eruption and ensuing tsunami, which reportedly reached 15 meters at the Haipei Island Group. Saturday's eruption of the Hunga Haipei volcano, located about 64 kilometers north of the capital, severely damaged the single undersea fiber optic cable that provides phone and internet service to the island. Operators say the repairs to the cable could take anywhere from 1 to 3 weeks, depending on the extent of the damage. Tongan authorities are urging residents to wear masks and drink bottled water, as the volcanic ash has turned the air toxic and contaminated the island's fresh drinking water. New Zealand said Tuesday one of its naval vessels is on its way with fresh drinking water and other supplies. The White House says it is actively engaged with U.S. wireless carriers, airlines, airplane manufacturers, and key federal agencies to address a looming aviation crisis. In comments to the Reuters news agency, a senior White House official said airlines are preparing to cancel a significant number of passenger and cargo flights in the coming hours to prepare for AT&T and Verizon's new fifth-generation C-band wireless service, or as it is commonly known, 5G service, that starts Wednesday. The airlines warned of catastrophic impacts 5G could have on airline communications. The dispute between two major segments of the U.S. economy has been waged for months among Washington regulatory agencies, with the airline industry contending the mobile carrier's technology upgrade could disrupt global passenger service and cargo shipping. While the mobile carriers claim the airlines failed to upgrade equipment on their aircraft to prevent those problems, airlines want wireless carriers not to use some wireless towers near airport runways in an effort to avoid most of the flight disruptions. Australia's health ministry reports the fast-spreading Omicron variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 in Australia has led to its highest single-day death toll of the pandemic. The ministry posted 74 COVID deaths Tuesday, with the fatality spread across Australia's three most populous states: 36 deaths in New South Wales, 22 deaths in Victoria, and 16 in Queensland. The new fatality record coincides with record numbers of new COVID-19 patients that are pushing Australia's hospitals to the brink of collapse. Authorities in Victoria State imposed a code brown emergency for hospitals in Melbourne, its capital city. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.